have a new product. And it is fabulous. I want to tell you about it. It's called Ovation Cell Therapy. Now, what is that? Cell therapy? What is she talking about? Well, I can tell you something. This is a line of hair care products that are so amazing. I use them. My hair looks healthy, beautiful. I got a lot of comments today from my television appearance. Laura, what have you done with your hair? Your hair looks great. Very nice. Better than getting the other comments. Oh, you look terrible. A few emails from my Ovation users, hair cell therapy users. And here's one of them. Marsha, Laura, my hair had stopped growing. I'm not exactly sure why. And thanks to Ovation Cell Therapy, my hair is in the best condition it's been since I was a teenager. Not kidding. Emma, after years of endless products, quote, designed for thinning hair, hair loss, I gave Ovation a try. It's worked wonderfully. My hair feels healthier, shinier, stronger. Best part is I'm no longer weeping in the shower. Got a handfuls of hair coming out. So this is fantastic. These are great testimonials, and your hair can be healthy again, too. So just go to ovationhair.com, select my name, Laura Ingram, at checkout. You get special introductory discount, thicker, stronger, longer hair. And you log on to ovationhair.com and select Laura Ingram for your special savings. And it's guaranteed, by the way. That's how good it is. Comes in a cool box as well. I know you're going to like it. I love it. So spread the word. Ovation Cell Therapy. We have an enormous amount on our plate here on the Laura Ingram Show. I'm asking all of my listeners, and you can tweet and Facebook as well, do you want a Republican Party that is unabashedly conservative, forward-moving, on the offense, or do you want to play it safe party? What we're seeing now in a lot of these really tight election contests going into midterms is we see a lot of defense being played. And these candidates still might win, mind you. But after you win, then are we going to go on the offense then? Or are we just going to start cutting these deals with Democrats on immigration and so forth? I want to hear from you. Do you want a Republican Party on the offense? When I say offense, I mean going where the Democrats usually get support, capitalizing on their downturn, and bringing new people into the party. That's how you go on the offense. I'm not talking about just going negative on the other side. They've done that. I'm tacking on the offenses for being conservative, conservative first principles, the economy, conserving our military, our moral framework, all of it, going on the offensive for conservatism. The good news, preaching the good news of conservatism. I want to hear from you. 855-40-LAURA. And then I'm going to get to our next guest, who is phenomenal. He's from Escondido, California. He's the mayor there. Just one moment. But we've got to get to some of our calls because a lot of you have been patient. Ray in Chicago, Illinois, on line 6. And I'm still congested, Ray. I've had this congestion for now 2-plus weeks that I cannot get rid of. It is so annoying. So excuse my voice. Hey, Ray.
That's okay, Laura, and you always look beautiful.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Anyways, I absolutely believe that the Republicans need to go on the offense in the same way that you stated. Look what happened to the Miami Dolphins leading the Packers and Aaron Rodgers, and what did they do? They went on prevent defense, and what did they do? They got busted with 6 seconds left in the game, and they lost.
That's actually a really, really good analogy. And what you're saying is, given the Democrats' turnout machine, they still have a better turnout machine than Republicans, right? They still have that over Republicans. You never know what can happen, right? So you want a big lead going into these last 2 weeks. You don't want a 3-point lead. You want a 12-point lead. And that means you have to go on the offensive. I think Ray is right. I mean, the playing defense, it only gets you so far. And then what? I have the smartest listeners out there. I appreciate it, Ray. Thank you very much. I want to bring you the story. This is something that's escaped a lot of people's attention. But I think, again, it goes back to focusing on what the people of this country want, what they need, and their own common sense approach to some of these really complicated and difficult issues facing our country today. This involves Escondido, California, and one very forward-looking and strong mayor named Sam Abbott, who will join us in just a moment. But let's listen first.
In Escondido, a packed city council meeting where the controversy over a facility to house immigrant children took center stage. The council voted to uphold the planning commission's decision to reject a permit for the shelter.
The shelter to house illegal alien children and apparently families coming across our border, the recent waves over the last 16, 18 months. So California, no, thank you. No, gracias. No les queremos. Perdóname. But, you know, we're kind of fresh out of ideas here for this. We need to take care of our own people here first, including a lot of legal immigrants who happen to be from Latin America. Joining us now, Sam Abed, who's the mayor of Escondido, is going to tell us the latest about this initiative. And we're going to share some thoughts from the lovelies over at the ACLU, who are, of course, demonizing the good mayor. Mayor Abed, good to talk to you, sir.
Thank you, Laura, for having me.
So where are we on this? I mean, this was another attempt to build a facility in the United States, and Texas is facing this as well, where you would have, I would imagine, waves of people coming in, brought in, bussed in, brought in through vans and other transport to live at least temporarily in this housing that they would say would be more humane and would allow them to, I guess, check them for medical problems and so forth before they're ultimately released into the community or into the hands of, quote, sponsors or, quote, family members. What could possibly be the problem with that in Escondido?
Well, it's a bigger problem than 100 kids coming to our city. It is a national issue. It's a federal government issue. It's a direct result of a failed administration to address the comprehensive immigration reform and secure our borders. Here is the president coming to our local little government and saying, you know, we're going to dump this problem on your city with no solution. There is no solution if we don't secure our border. Then we take 100 now, and then another 500, and another 1,000, and another million come to this country. And I think this is really a disappointment to our country. And I'm Laura, I am a very proud immigrant to this country from Lebanon. I have been proud to have been sworn in to protect the constitution of our city and our great country. And I will not waver on my pledge to our city and our great country. This country is going in the right direction, and I am very proud to have been elected on every election since 2004 with a landslide decisively. We have a strong city here. We have a faith-based community. We have a strong Republican base here. And all what I want is I want to protect the same values that made America so great.
So I want to jump in here for just a moment, Mayor Abed. Yes. I want everyone to understand what he just said. Okay, Mayor Abed himself is an immigrant into this country. He came here legally from Lebanon. He took his oath of allegiance to the United States of America and to uphold, of course, as part of that, our Constitution, to understand our Constitution. What does it mean to be a nation of laws? We're not a nation of a few elites telling us how it must be without our consent. And I think from what I'm reading and the folks we've talked to on the ground in both Escondido and nearby communities, I can tell you this. I think you're really on to something here, Mayor Abed, because there are so many, and of course in California, millions of legal immigrants who are seeing their wages flatline, who are seeing the American dream disappear for them. There was a big piece in the LA Times about a month ago about the disappearing middle class in California. And so I think your take on this is exactly right. I'm standing up for my people, the legal immigrants and the American citizens here in this community who need jobs, who want security, who don't want to become a dumping ground for the federal government's failures.
Well, you're absolutely right. You know, Escondido is 150,000 population with a diverse community. Half of our populations are Hispanic, and half of those 75,000 are believed to be illegals. Now, you know, are we going to kick anybody out? I think we have to make sure that we don't get more illegal immigrants to our city. I represent the people. Immigration in our city is one of the top two issues. After the jobs and economy, immigration has become a big issue. When you have 500 people showing up to the Planning Commission and to the City Council meeting, where the overwhelming majority of the people say, I don't want more illegals, I think it's offensive. You are right, Laura. It's offensive to the legal immigrants of this country who are struggling to realize the American dream. And you know, I'm getting 30-35% of the Hispanic votes in my reelection in 2 weeks because they believe in the rule of law.
Excellent. You know, I love this. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I think this is the issue here. And going back to the ACLU, these organizations who claim to protect the liberty and civil rights are doing the opposite. They have sued the city in 2004, representing three illegal immigrants when we tried to pass a rental ban to tell the landlord you cannot rent to illegals. They sued the city, and the federal government said, don't deal with the immigration issue. It's a federal issue. And now they are appealing a land use issue in the city. How they have no business interfering with the city of Escondido on both, on moral ground and on legal ground. And unfortunately, this organization is trying to undermine our civil liberty and our rights, and they have failed both the moral and legal issues.
We're talking to Mayor Sam Abed from Escondido, California, who, by the way, is running for reelection against the city's deputy mayor, Olga Diaz. Is she a Republican? What is her political background?
She is the Nancy Pelosi of Escondido.
I'm liking you more and more, by the way. You can come fill in for me some point. Yeah, when I need a substitute host, I'm calling you. Go ahead.
I love our city. I love our country, Laura. And I think we are at opposite political spectrum here. She is for spending. She is for illegal immigration. She is for open borders. She wants everybody to come. And by the way, when the ACLU appealed this to the city council, the vote was 4-1. We are 4 Republican and Olga Diaz. She voted to bring more illegals, to bring more detention facilities.
Yeah, how's that going to work out for her? Yeah.
It's unbelievable. But look, you were talking in your earlier segment about what Republican Party do we want. I want a Republican Party that protects the values of this country, period. You know, I'm a lifelong registered and voting Republican. I have won every election, and I am going to win in 2 weeks and very decisively. You cannot waver on the principles that made this country so great.
Well, I have to say, you echo what I hear from legal immigrants and people who I've met recently. You know, folks come up to me because they see me on television or whatever. Oh, hey, Laura, how you doing? And they think they know me because they listen to the radio show. So people came up to me in recent weeks, one from Cuba, another from Romania. And this couple from Romania, really interesting, right? I think they're in their late 70s or so. Yeah, late 70s. Maybe early 80s, maybe. They're both professors, incredibly well-educated, right? I mean, one was a scientist. The other, I can't remember what she did. But both very well-educated. They both sought me out in the store where I go to a lot to buy, you know, produce and stuff. They both sought me out in the aisle where I was picking up, literally picking up spinach or something like that. They said, Laura, I've got to talk to you. And I said, our country, where is the country we emigrated to? And I always say, well, what do you mean by that? And Mayor Abed, they said, we left a totalitarian regime to come to a land where freedom and the rule of law means something. And now everybody comes here. They come here illegally. They want a free ride, or they want a fast track to citizenship, or they want this. Everyone's making demands on America. What happened to America stands for this. You must rise to the level to get to these ideals and buy into the American system. They went on and on. I said, I wish I had a tape recorder. I said, I wish I had my phone with me so I could record this because you're so great. And they were an example of what the positive immigration means. When people come in here for an ideal, the American idea and ideals. And that's I think what you represent as well. And that's why your message to Latinos, I think makes a lot of sense, right? Because they didn't come here to have a country that's teeming in debt, a country where we have rampant MS-13 crime throughout California, now in Northern Virginia. They don't want that life for their families. No way.
Well, in Lebanon, Laura, the civil rights and liberty and democracy were compromised. And that's exactly why it chose America, for the great values we have. But talking about the legal immigration, my brother, I brought him here. I sent him to the university 4 years. I paid for him. He graduated, and I sent him back to Lebanon not to violate any immigration law. And then he had a job with the big American company, Visa International. And he brings capital to this country. He brings a lot of values to this country. He had to wait 20 years to become a citizen.
Yeah, should have just walked across the border.
Yeah, and also talking about the assimilation and reaching out to the Latino, I have been endorsed with the Latino American Political Association against a Latina who is running for mayor because they believe... I believe in the legal immigration. I believe that we need to bring the Latinos into mainstream America, into mainstream economy, into mainstream values. So, this country, Laura, it's very disappointing with this president that has failed not only the American, but has failed the immigrants who came to this country.
Mayor, we could have you on for an hour, and we're going to have you back because you're terrific. Look, it's an example of how Republicans can win in California on a positive, forward-looking message. Mayor Abbott, thank you very much from Escondido, California. Don't go away.
The Laura Ingraham Show.
I mean, he's obviously...